Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jason Barsky Show.
Earlier in the week, we had Congressman Matt Cartwright on the show. And afterwards, got an email saying, hey, can we get candidate Jim Bognet back on the show, which was something I had been trying to do. Had him on the a couple days earlier. And here he is now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Sorry for the little bit of wait you were on. I just wanted to publicly apologize. You were on hold for a while during that interview. I kind of explained to your people how I want to do things, but I'm happy to have you back, both you guys. I mean, it's a campaign season. It's what we do here.
Well, thanks for having us on. We would have loved to get on with Matt, because Matt doesn't want to debate until the end of the election, a week before the election. It seems like he's afraid to answer questions on why we should keep him for two more years. So would have been great to get on with him, but of course we're appreciative of this time today.
No problem. I just don't like, maybe I'll throw it out to them and say, would you want to do some back and forth on the radio? It's rare for me to run into any sort of political person, especially someone in office, to agree to something like that. I've seen that consistently, and I've pitched this stuff before, so we'll see. Maybe they have a different response to that, as maybe. But he had said the WVIA debate covers everything. To that, you say?
Well, to that I say WVIA is a great, nice little public television station. It's not WNEP, where everybody in the region can watch it, where 50% of the viewers are, and it's late in the election. We're going to this mail-in ballot format where people are going to start voting around October 1st, first week in October, and Cartwright refuses to have the debate in September or early October, so everybody, you know, if older people in their 80s are going to do mail-in ballots and they're going to mail in their ballot October 10th, why won't Matt Cartwright do an interview, a job interview? I mean, he's been in office for 8 years. He's done nothing. I challenged him to 5 debates, one in each county, out in Pike County, Wayne County, Monroe County. There's a real feeling that he doesn't care about what they think. I wanted to go and do public open debates. We could do Lincoln Douglas style, with a moderator, without a moderator, whatever a journalist he wants. But I think it's pretty clear, as you said, Jason, he doesn't want to answer for his lack of doing anything for the last 8 years, doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, he's asking for a job that's going to pay him $400,000 over the next 2 years, and he wants to do one job interview for 55 minutes a week before the election. I just think that's not fair to the voters.
That wasn't exactly what I said, but he didn't want to agree to 5 debates. What's the compromise? For you? Is there a compromise? Is it 5 or nothing? Would you be happy if you stood 2?
Listen, he wants to meet in the middle. I'm a reasonable guy. We'll do 4 debates. We'll do 3 debates. You know, we'll compromise. He won't compromise, because he does not want to answer questions. It's, I mean, it was pretty clear. You went at him 3 times about debates. He would not get off. 1 debate, WVIA, I won't talk to anybody. And you know what the funny part is? The hypocrisy. When he ran against Tim Holden in 2012, he challenged him to 6 debates. Yeah. But now he doesn't want to do any.
I think the reason's pretty obvious, though. It's because when you're in the challenger position, you have to be a thorn in the incumbent's side, correct? I mean, you should be, if you want to really show everyone you have what it takes. It doesn't justify that. I get what you're saying completely. 5, I mean, I don't have energy to do 5 of anything. But a couple might be fine. I mean, I have no problem. I'll email him back after this is done. I'll send this interview over. I'll ask again, you know, if we could do something here. I don't know that I'd be the best moderator personally. I would probably pass it off to a shared responsibility with myself and Frank Andrews here if we did it on the radio. But still, we can probably work on something like that. How is the campaign going? Where are you at with things? How are you feeling? Are there messages you feel like you're not getting out? Messages, things you want to clear up to people who are listening?
We feel great. I mean, we're getting a lot of energy on the ground. We had 500 people come out in Wayne County last Sunday to a pig roast. It was fantastic. There, tons of energy. I think people are coming to the conclusion that as you see our cities burning, that if we go in the direction of Cartwright, Pelosi, Biden, that's not a good thing for our country. It's not a good thing for our public safety. I feel great. President Trump came last week to Scranton and Old Forge. He was greeted by me and Lou Barletta on the tarmac. A lot of energy. He said in front of the crowd that I'm going to win. We feel good about where we are. You know, my opponent, think about this, Jason. My opponent has been in office for 8 years. He's well known. And his first TV ad of the campaign was lying, putting up a fake website about me, a fake website that he put up with my picture on it and attacking me. He has nothing to run on. He has no record of accomplishment. So he starts out by attacking me with lies. Think about that. That's a pretty amazing thing. You don't usually see an incumbent who's been in office for 8 years not say anything about what he's done but attack the other guy. But it's pretty clear because he hasn't done anything for 8 years. So we feel really good.
I mean, I did ask him about that. And again, I, this is why you have debates, so you can go back and forth. People aren't dropping things. And I asked him about, you know, his accomplishments. One thing he is big on, and I've talked to people who support him. They say he brings a lot of money into the region for different groups. And some people said Jim Bogdan won't be able to make those things happen. Obviously, you can't do that unless you're in the position. But what do you say to people who go, well, he brings a lot of money in for the area?
I actually think it's disgusting how much he talks about the House Appropriations Committee. He thinks that trying to spend the taxpayers' money is the highest and greatest use of being a politician. He's a total tax and spend Democrat guy, which I think is crazy. But here's the thing. President Trump's going to win re-election. So if you have a Democrat representing our region, that's not going to help us get anything done here. I support a huge infrastructure bill. With President Trump as president and Republicans in the House fighting for an infrastructure bill, we can make some great deals to get money here to fix Route 81, to fix Route 80, to add to 309. We can actually help our region. So I don't buy that at all, and it's pretty funny. He says, if you give me power to spend the taxpayers' money, then maybe I'll be able to do something. He's had 8 years to do something. And the other thing he does, he takes credit for things other people have done. The president passed some great stuff, signed some great stuff into law, and then Cartwright takes credit for it. So I don't think that's what we want.
What is he taking credit for? And was he like co-sponsor on these bills, or what's the story there?
No, and any time that there's money spent in our region, he takes credit for it. He might have had nothing to do with it. It might have been a bill put up by a guy from Oklahoma that increased flood control measures. And Cartwright says, I did that. He has no big bill to point to that he passed. In fact, when he put out his first TV ad attacking me, he said, I want to bring PPE manufacturing back from China. That bill was somebody else's bill they put up 4 months ago. He sponsored it the day before so he could attack me on it. I ran my whole primary campaign, Jason. You had me on about making China pay. You never heard a word from Cartwright when the pandemic started about why did China do this to us? We have to make them pay. Not one word about it. And now all of a sudden he's tough on China. He's been in office for 8 years. He's never introduced a bill to get tough on China. No record of accomplishment.
Right. Something you said there, and I wanted to... when it comes to taking credit for things, because I like to think, this is my theory, at least with politics, and I said this to Dan Muser, I said this to Cartwright, I'll say it to you. It's not personal. I said, I don't think politicians lie. I think a lot of times they take one piece of truth and expound on it to fit their narrative. I think that's it. They spin things big. When he says he takes credit for things, or you're saying he takes credit for things that aren't his, did he vote against it? And then he's like, well, hey, look what we did. Or does he at least vote for the things he's saying he did?
Well, if you want an example of a lie, he's up on TV and in the mail attacking me on Social Security and Medicare. I 100% support protecting Social Security and Medicare. I will fight to protect our seniors. My parents are in their 70s. They get Social Security and Medicare. I 100% support it. He's up lying about it. So I don't know if I agree with the premise of your question, because Matt Cartwright, his whole campaign is predicated on using tons of out-of-state money from Nancy Pelosi in D.C. to lie about his opponent. And then he won't even get on and debate about what the truth is. That, to me, is the biggest thing. If you won't debate what the truth is, you're probably not telling the truth.
So, I mean, I'm guessing it's obvious. It makes sense. In your position, you want to get face-to-face and be able to not have someone like me kind of interpret it the way they want to, which is, well, it's hard not to do that. I hope you get that. I mean,
it totally is. You're in a tough position in the middle, and that's why I think people should hear directly from us. The voters are going to make the choice. There's going to probably be 300,000 votes here in the fall, and I think each of those voters should be able to see us on WNEP or WBRE or your Frank's radio show. They should get to hear directly from the person that wants the sacred responsibility of representing them for 2 years. I mean, this isn't, you know, to go on a game show. This is to be their representative in Congress for 2 years. He wants to give the people 55 minutes.
Yeah. I got to look. Who in his last campaign, how many debates did he? I got to look that up and see how many he did the last time. And I'll bet that there's probably some wiggle room that can be done. Maybe I'm wrong. I did talk to someone who said, and I'm sure you'll have something to say about this. I talked to someone who said, I know politics. Cartwright's going to smear the map with this kid. And I said, call you a kid. It was an older guy. And I said, he goes, that's why he doesn't need to debate at all. And that is it just like you're, what do you say to people who say stuff like that?
Well, I actually think that the gentleman has a great point. I mean, when you do your first commercial and it doesn't talk about anything you've done and it's completely negative on your opponent 4 months before, he's weak, he's scared, he knows he's in trouble, he knows that ideologically he doesn't represent this district. He's a far-left Ilhan Omar, AOC, Pelosi Democrat in a Trump district. So, of course, he's going to go after me and try to destroy me. But I have a lot of faith in the people of northeastern Pennsylvania. We know a phony when we see one. I mean, Jason, this is a guy that flies a private jet back and forth to Washington, D.C. every week. And if he's not going to D.C., he's flying to one of his mansions in Lake George, New York, or Delaware, or Florida. This guy has no idea what it's like to work with his hands, to work in construction, to have any done anything. He grew up rich in Canada, now he married into money. He has no idea what the people of northeastern Pennsylvania go through every day. So, of course, if you have that record and if you have that perspective on life where you never even have to walk through an airport because you're just flying on a private jet, of course all you can do is smear your opponent.
Well, okay, as soon as you say that, my question to you is, would that how does that not describe the president as well when it comes to, you know, coming from money? He's worked hard, don't get me wrong. He's done a lot. He's traveled the world. He's built this empire. He's had his bumps in the road. But I don't know if I look at him and go, man, that guy's got some calloused hands.
Well, let's talk about actually having guts. President Trump will
guts,
go
okay.
and do two-hour conversations with the press. This guy Cartwright
okay.
won't even go and be bothered to have a debate. I mean, President Trump will debate anybody anytime. I wouldn't be surprised if he called up your radio show next week and had a conversation with you. I mean, that's what President Trump's like. You
yeah.
can tell a lot by how they interact with the public.
Yeah.
President Trump was here last week. He went right over on the tarmac, Secret Service trying to get him in the car. He's talking to the people in the crowd. He went to the pizza place in Old Forge. You think they wanted him, the Secret Service, to do that? No way. They didn't want him to go into a pizza place in narrow streets. He said, I don't care. I want to go and meet these people. So, you know, when he went to our Caro and Janelle's, that shows to me that nobody can tell him what to do. So I guess I'd just say, like, hey, everybody has different things in their life,
sure.
but you can tell a lot by how willing they are to take questions and answer tough questions. And the President of the United States, if there's one thing you could say about him, he's willing to answer tough questions from anybody.
Yeah, Jim, I got to tell you, I wish I was on camera right now, because when I ask questions a lot of times, it's not even so much, well, I think this. It's like I try to think, what would the critics say? What would the question be? What is the text that's about to come in and ask it before, you know, save people that time? That was one of those things. I don't know how hard or, you know, how not hard Matt Cartwright worked. I know President Trump has worked hard. I know that question would come in, but I wish I was on webcam right now so you could see me. When you answered that, I smiled, because that's a good answer. I mean, I get what you're saying. He will get out there. He's not afraid to take bullets. When people are
he's not afraid
face.
To take
so
bullets.
I think that's a good
and Cartwright, frankly, is. I mean, if you go out to Monroe, Pike, Wayne County,
mm-hmm.
they never see him. They never see the guy. He's like an absentee landlord. He's been AWOL. I mean, during coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
he holed up in his house. Why other politicians, even Democrats, you know, I don't like Cuomo, but he was out every day meeting people. I mean, this guy, this is like a side job to him. I mean, I'll give you an example. He filed his financial reports. He's worth over $10 million on paper. and he hid the private jet and he hid the mansion in Lake George. And then when confronted with that, he said, oh, it's just an oversight. He's been doing it for 4 years. Jason, are there any private jets or Lamborghinis or mansions in your past that you would forget about if you were asked to fill out a form to take a bank loan? And then he treats it like it's no big deal. This is a hotshot lawyer that made tens of millions of dollars as a lawyer, and he forgot that he owned a private jet and signed under penalty of perjury that those were his assets? Like, come out and answer that question. But that's why he doesn't want to come out and answer questions.
I have a theory on that. I think it's the more successful people get and the more things they get, the harder it is sometimes to do everything right, which is why we very rarely see some poor guy on, you know, getting called out for not reporting his, I don't know, brand new 37-inch TV he just picked up. You know, I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking about in general in life. I feel like the more things you have, but it's not an excuse. You have to get things right. The fact that he corrected it to me is like, okay, we'll see what happens. But hey, it becomes ammunition for a campaign. So, you know, it's fair game, I guess, right?
It is fair game. You know what else is fair game? You had a discussion with him about defunding the police the other day.
Yeah.
And he had the audacity to say that he wasn't for that. Literally, the Black Scranton Project, which is a Black Lives Matter offshoot, asked him, are you for defunding the Wilkes-Barre Police Department? And his answer was, absolutely yes. I mean, we have it on tape. We've played the tape. Absolutely yes. And then he says, I'm not for defunding the police. When he got caught in it, he didn't think anybody was listening. But the Wilkes-Barre Police, he wants to defund them. And you see what's happening in Wisconsin, in Portland. We put up an ad last week, goodluckportland.com, talking about what's happening in Portland. Mm-hmm. That's a coming attraction reel for what will happen in our state if we don't get order under control. Violence begets violence. And I haven't heard Pelosi, Cartwright, Biden stand up and say, we should not be burning down our cities. We need to deal with things on an individual basis, not burn and loot.
Can you get me that audio? If there's more than just like a little soundbite, I'd love to hear it because I feel like I have heard it, but if it's what I'm thinking about, I had someone else say, well, that's out of context, and I'd like to hear the full context.
Yeah, we can get you the longer tape. If you go to goodluckportland.com, you can hear that specific snippet, okay. But we can get you the whole tape. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Look, good talking to you. This is fascinating to me, just this whole campaign process. I know today... today you're headed down to D.C.
We're going down to see the president accept the nomination. You know, I said it last week when I got to greet the president. Yeah. For a guy from a small town in Hazelton, Pennsylvania, to be invited to the White House by the president to see him accept the nomination for the next 4 years. It's an honor to get to greet the president of the United States coming to Old Forge. When I was going to Hazelton High School in 1991, 2, and 3, I never thought that the president of the United States would be coming here to see me or inviting me down to D.C. So just on a human level, it's a pretty neat thing.
Well, cool. You know, I'd love to hear back from you. Feel free to, you know, next week we'll try to check in from time to time just to kind of go back and forth. If that's how these debates happen, if that's the only thing we can agree to, you know.
Well, I appreciate that offer, and I'll just tell you and Frank Andrews, I will come on your show, his show, anytime on WILK that Matt Cartwright wants to sit down in a very civil way. We let each other talk. I will come anytime, anywhere over the next 10 weeks to answer your questions or have the listeners dial in, and we'll just take listener questions.
I mean,
whenever you want, an hour of my time, you just let me know the day. I'll be there.
If you're open to that, I personally would like to do that, so I'll just get in touch with your people. So, congressional candidate Jim Bognet, thanks for being on the show. Appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
The Jason Barsky Show. Weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.